Shalom, shalom. It's your girl Jetty, Empress Jetty, that is the rabble rouser, coming at you from the Philadelphia area. Guys, I am no longer in Southern Belize for a spell. We'll see. Got some things to handle here back home. And although I was dreading coming back home, I'm really glad to be here. It's really been, it was a strange transition, difficult, not without controversy. Not without chaos, but I am a woman of faith. I've been fasting and praying since July about what the Father wanted from me in the season. And I'm back home in the Philly area. So if you're in the Philly area, or if you are stateside and you would like to have me come out and maybe do a reading from any of my books, or do a little talk, or come and read some of the scriptures from the Lost and Rejected scriptures and study with you, any of that kind of stuff, I'm around, I'm available. Hit me up if you want to feed me. Y'all, I'm already skinny. So fasting and praying since July, you got to know I'm like super duper skinny. I got to put that back on. So if y'all cook and things like that, I'm definitely available for your chat and chew. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't know how y'all breathe this toxic behind air. I don't know if it's the chemtrails, the pollution, the COVID, all the above. But my God, like, stepping off the plane, we could literally smell the filth in the air and feel it on our skin and feel it in our like nostrils and on the back of our throat, how yucky this air is. So if you're in Babylon, I know I've been saying it, but I've been saying it from the outside, right? But now that I'm in the belly of the beast, get to where trees outnumber people, because the trees clean the air for you. And I don't know how you guys are breathing this air that's going on right now. Like, I don't know what they're doing up here, but they definitely are trying to kill you. Okay. They are definitely, definitely trying to kill you. And it ain't enough masks in the world. You better have Yah as your air filter and get you some trees, which are the air filter he gave you. Listen, wisdom will do what anything else can't do. So Yah made air filters. They're called trees and plants. Get to where they are, because this air is the worst. So if I had to blow my nose and things like that, and some of y'all are used to that, because I'm kind of like an allergy girl anyway. So, but without further ado, let's get to it. Y'all be glorified, magnified, and praised. I ask that you speak truth through me, Father. Listen, some of you are out here struggling with your identity because these bottom feeders who are now calling themselves empaths are sitting at your table and eating and filling their belly, showing up and getting all the benefits of your hard work. And then when you call them to accountability, or when you expect some kind of return on your investment, now suddenly you have illusions of grandeur and you're some kind of narcissist that is full of yourself and this and that, right? Let me tell y'all something. When you're great, you know you're great, okay? I'm not trying to tell nobody that they should be running around bragging on their works and this and that. But when people test you, when people come and they take from you, they take. I don't like nobody come sit at my table and eat and tell me how bad the meal is, okay? You can come and sit at my table and not like it. Then you're going to have to get up, baby. You're going to have to get up and go eat somewhere else. You can't sit at my table. Eat and fill your belly. Come back for seconds, thirds. And then when I say it's pretty good, ain't it? Now you want to call me names. I'm a narcissist and I'm conceited and I'm this and that. No, that's not how that works. Okay? If you know that you have been doing great works, you know that you have really put your hand to the plow. You know that you have served. You know that you have built things. You know that you have created things. Don't you sit around these folks that want to make you feel bad and want to call themselves some great empath, because they can feel this and they can feel that, and you supposed to somehow take on some false humility and start undermining your own achievements and devaluing your own time so you can appease their low vibrational, non-productive energy. And somehow that's supposed to prove that you're not a narcissist. How about this? How about don't worry about being a narcissist or an empath? How about get to work? How about be accountable? How about start to call people up to the level that you're on and stop letting people always try to pull you down because you do something great and they sitting there and you get more done in 2 years' time than they done got done in all their 40 years of living. And now they want to look at you because you like, what you doing? Why are you sitting on your booty? You told me you was going to this. You told me you was going to that. Now when you come along, you try to motivate them, try to get them to do something good and positive with their life, try to get them to make positive changes. Now all of a sudden, you got to be all kind of names. You got to be a dictator. You got to be trying to be the boss. You got to be a narcissist. You got to be all this kind of stuff because you want to call them up to a next level. Let me tell y'all, we're not doing that no more. We're not doing that no more. Okay? Now, the fact is, there are some of us out there who have been grinding for years and years and years and years. And people have come along and they have sat down and they have partaken of those blessings whatsoever they wanted. And we let them. And we never insisted that people match our energy because we know people can't. Most people can't grind like how y'all grind, like how I grind. Right? Most people don't have that kind of intensity, that kind of passion, that sense of purpose, that drive. And so if you're one of those people with passion, purpose, drive, and intensity, now all of a sudden everybody want to call us narcissists. Now all of a sudden we're this and we're that. A whole bunch of names. So what the expectation is that they can just continue to suck and leech off of our works. But then when we want to look at them and say, look, I need you to carry this for a minute, or I need you to hold that for a minute, or I need you to stand up for 5 seconds here or there. Now, all of a sudden, it's all, oh, you trying to throw it up in my face what I did for you. Let me tell you something. I'm a scriptural girl, okay? Time after time after time after time after time in the scripture, you have Yah, where he reminds his chosen what he did for them. Look, I done did this and that for you. Now I need you to tighten up. And you have Yah chosen that will remind the Most High. Yah, I did this and this and this for you. I need you to show up. So if it's good enough for the Most High, and if it's good enough for his chosen, let me tell you, it ought to be good enough for you and me. Okay? Don't you feel bad about calling these people to accountability? Don't you feel bad about expecting reciprocity from people? I'm not saying reciprocity in the form that they're ever going to match your energy, because some of us know good and darn sight well we are few and far between in terms of the level of energy that we put out, not just in our own lives and for our own purposes, but in the lives of other people. We don't have any expectation that other people are going to be able to match us on that level. However, these low life bottom feeders who think that they can just lay around and not give back anything, and then when you want something from them, when you expect them to even participate on the level of which they're capable, now you're some kind of bad guy. And now you're some kind of, oh, you throwing it up in my face, don't do nothing for me that I got to hear about later. Well, how about this? How about if you don't want to hear about it later, don't take the blessing. Because I'm darn sure going to remind you later that I blessed you. When I'm thirsty, I done fed you, housed you, clothed you. Now I'm thirsty later and I can't get a drink. And you talking about you ain't got it and you can't spare it and this and that. And I say, how you can't spare it? And I fed you, clothed you, housed you, blessed you. Now I'm a bad guy because I got to remind you of that. No, that's not how that works. We're not doing this no more. There are so many tricks of the enemy to keep the great ones always hiding, always putting our heads down for these bottom feeders. We're not doing that no more, righteous ones. It's time to rise. Rise, 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 rise. Listen, you just keep rising. I guarantee you, them low life bottom feeders will fall away. You hear me? Don't let nobody take from you what you know you've done. Don't let nobody detract from you who you know you are. We're not doing that no more. Leave them folks behind. Move on and deal with people that can be accountable. Deal with people that can give you reciprocity. Even if you got to give them 10 times and then time 11, they can only give you a little half a time. At least deal with the people that's willing to give you that little half a time they got. I'm not saying you have to deal with people that's on your level only. That's just not how it works. But there's a lot of people laying around on your good works that soon as you need something from them, or soon as you, not half the time, it's not even that you need something from them. When they see you walk with your head high, they want to knock you down and tell you what you ain't and what you ain't never did and this and that, how great you're not. We're not doing that no more, Zion. We're not doing that no more. Read them scriptures. Find out who Zion really is. Find out who Israel really is. Find out who the chosen ones really are. I tell you what, we're not sitting around letting a bunch of lowlifes define us and detract from our greatness. That's not what that is. I don't care what spirituality you come from. That's not what that is. That's not humility. That's false humility. Humility is you don't run around thinking you're better than everybody just because you're gifted, you're talented, and you have all these blessings. That's humility. Understanding it doesn't make you better than anybody. But I'm going to tell you what, it makes you better than a lot of people. It makes you better than people who won't even try. Everybody's not equal. The word don't say that. That's a lie of the enemy that all men are created equal. They're not. Some are better than others. Those who get up off their behind and try are definitely better than those who lay around and accuse the people of trying, of being this or that. Oh, they got all kind of names for us these days. Let me tell y'all something. We're not doing that no more, righteous ones. This is the level up. This is the rise. Okay? I just want to encourage you, those of you who are like me and who bring serious intensity, right? Who can look back over the years and say, I accomplished this and I accomplished that. And then you have people in your life that want to be like, you ain't that great and you ain't did nothing. I had a lady say to me not too long ago, you know, I know you're feeling like you haven't gotten anything done in the last so many years. And I'm looking at her like, you out your ever-loving mind. What are you talking about? All the work I've done in the last 5 years, just because you don't know. And that's another thing. A lot of times people don't know what you did. And so they think just the little bit of work that they know that you've done is all that you've done. They have no idea your hustle and your grind and what the type of work that you've had to do behind the scenes. I'm looking at her like, yeah, that might be your testimony, sis, but it sure enough ain't mine. I'll stand up before anybody and speak for the last 5 years of my life. I know the Most High blessed me to do some really wonderful and incredible things. And if I'd had better partners, baby, I'm going to tell you what, I would have darn near took over Belize, okay? And not in a bad way. If I'd had better partners, but I did what I could do solo dolo off my energy with the ones, the few faithful and diligent ones that did partner with me, we made a splash. We did some beautiful work. We did some good things. And I'm not going to sit around and let people who are mad and sad and disappointed that now it's time for the rise and they didn't make the rise try to make me feel bad like I didn't get enough done. I'm supposed to still stick around and prove some point to them. Y'all better stop letting it. Look, I'm telling you. Baby, just keep rising, okay? Eagles can fly higher than any other bird. They don't even fight with them other birds. When the mother birds want to fight with them in them lower skies, they don't even fight. All they do is just keep flying high because eventually they can fly higher than the mother birds can go. And yeah, eagles got to come down to the ground to eat. Look, don't get cute. Like you ain't got to come down to the ground to eat, okay? Yeah, going down to the ground to eat, do what you got to do, and then rise. Know the difference between the eagles and the crows. Know the difference between the eagles and the chickens. Know the difference between the eagles and the pigeons. And know who you are and where you stand and all of it. We're not doing that no more. It's a different season. It's a new season. It's a new day. You got to be willing to let go of them bottom feeders because those of us who are rising are looking for one another. We're looking for one another and we need to all be rising together so that we can form functioning teams. Teams where if I tell somebody I'm going to do something or if I ask somebody for something, I come to somebody with a need, I'm prepared to reciprocate that in one way or another when they have a need. Not people who just want to sit at the table, eat, because they got a bunch of needs. I need this and I want this and I need this and I want that. And then you look up and you need a little support and they ain't nowhere to be found. They somewhere still with their hand out. Mad that you got the nerve to ask them for something when they still got their hand out waiting for the next blessing. It's time to grow up. We're not doing it anymore. That's not coming into the new earth. It's not. And this isn't about being prideful. It's about being wise. Let me tell you, you know the story of them 10 virgins. Them 10 virgins, baby. Them 5 unwise. Did you hear that the 5 wise virgins that had oil in their lamps poured half into the other virgins so they could run out halfway through the night? No, ma'am, no, they did not. They let them go right out in them streets. Go on out there in them dark streets and figure it out, baby. You done missed it. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. So I hope you're encouraged and blessed by this. Look, it is what it is. Y'all be glorified, magnified, and praised. I'm a little bit long. I didn't mean to be over 15 minutes, but it is what it is, y'all. Word, melanin rising. This is what it looks like. Y'all be praised. Jetty out.